This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
And now, live on 670 The Score and on the Odyssey app, it's Anthony Herron, former NFL defensive lineman and Iowa Hawkeye, football analyst for 670 The Score, Fox Sports, Sirius XM, Big Ten Network, and NBC Sports. Anthony Herron on 670 The Score.
Jai City! For the better part of the next 3 hours. I am your voice. This is Anthony Herron on Chicago Sports Radio. 670 The Score. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Guess who will join us throughout the show tonight? Will join us on the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa Sports app today. I'm here with you till 9 o'clock tonight. Got Alex Kuhn on the other side of the glass for me this evening as well. You got a couple of Hawkeyes leading the way for you this evening, and we adore the fact that you're going to be here with us as well in anticipation of what's happening come this Sunday with the big game, as the advertisers who are not in direct partnership with the NFL are forced to call it. When you hear the big game, you know what they're talking about, man. Super Bowl 59. It'll be here on the station this coming weekend, so that's something certainly to look forward to. Sunday is Super Bowl 59 between the Chiefs and Eagles. From New Orleans, pregame coverage will start at 1 with kickoff set for 5:30. Every moment can be heard on 670 The Score and the Odyssey app. So we're all, of course, looking forward to that. I have consumed over the years the Super Bowl in a wide variety of ways, whether it has been at my own home, at Super Bowl house parties. I've been frequently in the city that the Super Bowl is actually taking place in, but never have I attended the actual game. And I'm not going to do that this season either. And I, for years, where I had in-laws, you know, married into a family full of New England Patriots fans, and so my in-laws all big Pats fans. And so when I would get the tickets, and I'd get them tickets or give them my tickets or buy other tickets from other people or have my agent give me tickets, and, you know, it never turned into while the cottage industry was there and available, it never turned into a really lucrative venture for me, because the Patriots were in the Super Bowl so often while I was still playing ball and had access to the face price tickets. So I would just give them to my in-laws. Maybe sell them to my father-in-law for a small markup, something like that, but not the full market value, if you will. But even aside from that, part of the reason I was willing to give the tickets up was because the going to the game itself didn't really interest me that much. You know, we'd go there, we'd be in town at various points over the years and go to the different events that were available, but I don't know, going and being in the stadium, sitting in the stands and consuming the biggest, most watched game of the year in that manner just didn't really interest me that much. So it's one of those things where I feel like I would probably want to check it off the list at some point to go and say I've been to a Super Bowl. I mean, I do like going to major sporting events, but part of the issue, I mean, you know, it's going to be a full stadium in New Orleans, but part of the issue is it's such an amazing TV product as well. I don't know, Alex, if you've been to a Super Bowl, if you haven't been to one yet, do you have a strong desire to go to a Super Bowl at some point?
I would like to, like you said, just to say that I did it. Mm. But I'm not comparing the two as far as magnitude, mm-hmm. but there are certain sporting events that are better on TV, like the NCAA tournament.
Uh-huh.
Like, I've been to the NCAA tournament several yeah. times, and I can tell you it is better watching it on TV, where you can watch, you get more of the enjoyment of watching it.
Yeah.
I wonder if the Super Bowl is similar to where it's better on TV with all of the production and all of that goes into it. But I can't say that because I haven't been.
And the experience...
I don't have $4,000 to drop on a
yeah.
nosebleed ticket.
Right, right. The ticket prices over the years have always been expensive, and for the most part, they continue to go up. Apparently, there was a bit of a dip in the market this year for multiple reasons, I'm sure. You know, you got the same teams from a couple of years ago. You got the struggles of what's happening out there financially at the moment, too. So there's a variety of reasons, you know, folks being forced to get laid off, all this kind of stuff that's happening there that might be a factor in suppressing the market value of Super Bowl ticket prices. But that being said, safe to assume, because it's the Super Bowl, the stadium is going to be full come Sunday. But that TV product that we're talking about here, though, that is certainly a big factor in things as well. And to be able to take it in the way that we're going to take it in, you think about from a Fox Sports perspective, where the various networks, they continue to rotate around the opportunity, the obligation, the right, the pleasure, the privilege to air the Super Bowl on their network. So this year is a Fox year, but between Fox and NBC, CBS, and now we'll see ABC, ESPN rotate back into the mix as well. That was a part of why Joe Buck and Troy Aikman, why the ESPN paid to get that crew, paid to get the top Fox crew over there with them, so then they could have a marquee broadcast tandem as they got back into the rotation for Super Bowls, because the NFL didn't want the Super Bowl to air solely on ESPN. And there were a number of years where ESPN, frankly, was just struggling to get a football partnership for their Monday Night Football package that viewers, that the league could sort of consistently get behind. And I mean, it's an incredibly subjective thing. Anybody who was listening to George McCaskey after the Ben Johnson press conference, we know even from an NFL ownership perspective, hey, not everybody's interested or enjoys all the broadcast partnerships that are there at the top of every network. George McCaskey himself said, yeah, when Joe Buck's on the TV, I go ahead and mute the damn thing. So, you know, it's not shocking that's the reaction that one individual would have. But there's also no doubt about the bona fides of Joe Buck, the bona fides of Troy Aikman. They've been calling the biggest events in sports for years. They've called Super Bowls before. But you will have a rookie in the booth for this particular Super Bowl, as it will be the first Super Bowl that'll be called by Tom Brady in his first season as a game analyst with Fox. So the Super Bowl gives you so many different things to sort of pique your interest that you might want to tune in for and pay attention to. Now, the game itself, the action that'll be on the field, we're going to get into that throughout the show as well, and we're going to, you know, be able to attack that from a few different angles also, because one of the things we'll do in the second hour of the show tonight, we'll have Alex Rollins, an NFL film analyst. He's got a YouTube channel that you got to check out, at Alex Rollins NFL. He's going to join me during the 7 o'clock hour and get into a lot of what's happening with the game itself, this matchup with the Chiefs and the Eagles, but then also talk about Ben Johnson, Caleb Williams, and how the Bears can really look to get this thing rolling with their new head coach and their second year QB. And if you've checked out Alex's YouTube channel before, then you already know he does excellent and detailed breakdowns. It's got a great look to it, great sound to it, and certainly the detail in his analysis is exceptional. So you'll get to experience that when he's with me for the bulk of the second hour of the show tonight. But before we get to Alex, we'll have Paul Pabst will join me as well. And of course, Paulie is a big fixture here at the Score at this point as he hosts the tailgate on weekends here on the Score. But then also he's, of course, the executive producer of the Dan Patrick Show. So he's been there. I'll be curious. I'll try to remember to ask Paulie when we have him on later this hour how many Super Bowls he's actually gone to, covered, been in person for at this point over the years. But he's, of course, been on the scene in New Orleans with DP throughout the week here for his role with the Dan Patrick Show.
Do you think
show.
It's over under 3.5 that he's, like, been to? We know Paulie.
Oh, been to the game itself.
Because he always has a story about, oh, I went to this party, I went to this event.
Right.
He's everywhere.
Yeah.
I put the number at 3.5.
See, so this is an interesting sort of delineation here, because as far as how many like Super Bowl weeks and sites of the games, it's definitely double digits as far as just his role with the Dan Patrick Show. They've been going there for years together. But how often has he actually attended the game? That is an interesting question. I do wonder about that aspect of it, because so many folks, and Danny Parkins was on with the afternoon show a bit earlier, and he was talking about the excitement that's there in New Orleans. He was talking about the travails of him and, you know, dehydration and food poisoning and everything else. It is always fun when Danny joins Matt and Lawrence, as he did really just a little while ago here. But he went through a few things there in New Orleans, and fortunately he's feeling better. The Fox doctor's been down there taking care of him, and you know, he apparently had an IV that was there in his room as they sent the doctor to his hotel to get him right. But, you know, Danny was talking about from his perspective with the various studio shows that are there on site for Fox. He's not staying for the game. He's getting ready to go home, get up out of there tomorrow. And that's what the majority of the folks will do, even those who've been there covering the event, doing previews and pregame coverage and all this stuff throughout the week. But then they end up leaving and not even staying and attending the game. So I think when we get on with Paul, that will be an interesting kind of delineation, because he's been on site for the Super Bowl probably for a couple of decades at this point. But staying for the game itself, yeah, maybe it would be something, you know, setting the over under at 3.5 or something like that. I'm going to take the over just because of the vibe I get from Paul. But I think 3.5 is probably a good line to set for how many he's actually been to. So, yeah, we'll definitely get to that with him throughout the show tonight. And also, we got some great sound that we're going to get to later on as well. Greg Olsen, former Bears tight end and former number one crew game analyst with Fox Sports, called the previous Super Bowl that Fox had a few years ago. And now he has been supplanted by Tom Brady. And he's had some interesting things to talk about throughout the week here. So we'll hear from Greg Olsen later in the show. Boogie Cousins had some interesting things to say about Giannis that we'll get to later on as well. But here early on, one thing I want to do is just kind of give an initial thought, initial reaction, initial breakdown on what I anticipate on the field itself for the game. And in a bit, I also want to talk, because I love food, as you guys know when you hear me on the station a good bit here. And the game is taking place in one of my favorite food cities on the map in New Orleans. So I definitely want to talk some food throughout this hour also, and certainly would love to hear from you, because part of what I am envious about is the fact that this Super Bowl is taking place in New Orleans. And so out of a variety of cities that I've been to for big events, I've been at some big events in New Orleans, the Super Bowl being there this week, I am envious of the folks who are getting to be there throughout the week. I'll be back in New Orleans in a couple of weeks. They're calling the HBCU Legacy Bowl. I call that for SiriusXM NFL Radio every year. And now, I just came back from New Orleans Thanksgiving weekend, because I call the Bayou Classic down there for NBC every year. So it's an incredible.
You get all the All-Star games.
Yes.
I saw you on All-American game too.
Right. Yeah. Call the All-American Bowl down in San Antonio. San Antonio is fun and it's a good event city. It's not the same caliber of food city as New Orleans. Now, it's a lot of fried food in New Orleans, and that can be a bit of an acquired taste. But I love fried foods. You deep fry something, aside from maybe a Twinkie, some folks are into that sort of thing. It's not my steez, but most things you deep fry, I'm going to be willing to at least give it a try. In New Orleans, they're willing to deep fry most things. So I do love this city from a food perspective. Talk a little bit about, you know, some menu items that folks might have been experiencing throughout the week in New Orleans. But I do want to hear from you as well, just because on Sunday, I was literally just talking to my wife about this a few minutes ago before I came on the air, because we don't have a specific plan for viewing the game on Sunday yet. You know, like we got the two of us, we got our 7-year-old son, and we just moved to the new house in the burbs. So we got TVs here, TV there, got more space, and we, you know, we enjoy taking in big events. But as far as viewing the Super Bowl, we've been kind of scrambling, doing a bunch of other stuff here lately, and we haven't necessarily put a specific plan in place yet. And then, like, my wife was just over with my mom and some of our family over at my mom's house. They're all sick, so we really don't have any interest in inviting all them over so they can get us sick. So then it's like, all right, sorry, I guess we're not going to host a big Super Bowl party for the family since everybody over there is, like, bedridden or whatever. So what are we really going to do? So I would love to solicit some ideas, frankly. What are you going to eat during the Super Bowl? Where are you going to take it in at? How do you enjoy watching the Super Bowl? I want to get to some of that in the next segment as well. So you can either give us a call at 312-644-6767, or you've certainly heard us on the station talking about the Meatball Machine, where you can make sure you download the Odyssey app and you can hit the voicemail feature on there, hold it down. And frankly, the food aspect of it, I'm most intrigued by right now, because we haven't set a menu. I tend to enjoy, and I think I was telling you this before, Alex, I tend to enjoy bite-sized items. I've noticed that in recent Super Bowls, that I just like to be able to sort of nibble constantly throughout the game, as opposed to doing like one big meal at any moment. So I would love to solicit some ideas for what your menu is going to be on Sunday. Hit us up at 312-644-6767 or leave a voicemail on the Odyssey app. We'll get around to playing some of those throughout the show tonight as well. For now, though, let me get in some of the action on the field here, where, of course, both these teams met up in Super Bowl 57 just two seasons ago. In Kansas City, we were still kind of on the upward trajectory. The infancy is still of the Patrick Mahomes legacy. And you had the Philadelphia Eagles that, to some extent, felt like they came out of nowhere, because Nick Sirianni had just taken that team over as its head coach. He had kind of the embarrassing opening press conference. Jalen Hurts was viewed as this unproven commodity who was making these incremental gains as a starting quarterback. And then they go out and sign A.J. Brown, and then he's in the MVP conversation. They talk about whether or not Jalen Hurts is amongst the best quarterbacks in football from the season he put together back in 2022. And so they were not necessarily viewed as being on this collision course toward the Super Bowl back in that preseason. And then there they were. That's where they ended up. And Jalen Hurts played his hind parts off in that game. But Mahomes, through the banged up ankle and everything he went through throughout that night, and certainly the best defense that he had had up to that point in his career, was able to help lead him to a Super Bowl, even though Jalen Hurts was exceptional. The Eagles showed up ready. They were game. But between Mahomes, Kelce, that Chiefs defense, they were able to come back and outlast the Eagles in that game, Super Bowl 57. Now we got this season's version. And there are certainly a couple of individual factors that are different in this game. The main spots that I see an advantage for Kansas City in this game, in a roster, a lineup for the Eagles that I don't necessarily see. The only position group that I would say it would be fair to come out of this Super Bowl and say that there's a unit that's amongst maybe the all-time great. Like, you think back to a couple of Giants, the Giants' two most recent Super Bowl wins, where Michael Strahan and a really deep defensive front were able to just besiege Tom Brady with pass rush pressure. And so you look back at that and say that was one of the great defensive line performances in Super Bowl history, for what they did to that fantastic Patriots offense and Tom Brady. But Strahan and a really deep and talented Giants defensive front just took that game over and were able to keep Eli Manning in it, and then he and the Giants find ways to win a couple of those Super Bowls. There are times where performances, individual position groups, just stick out in your mind for what they did beyond the quarterback position. At the moment, I don't think we'll put Jalen Hurts in historical context, in the pantheon of great QBs. Maybe he continues to ascend in that direction. But as of right now, I don't think we'll come out of the Super Bowl on Sunday and say that Jalen Hurts is an all-time great QB, that you know we view him in that same regard, regardless of how he plays Sunday, because he just hasn't earned that yet up to this point in his career. Even Saquon Barkley, this is the best individual season that Saquon Barkley has ever had. We've seen a number of highlights of Saquon Barkley throughout his career, but as far as a Hall of Fame conversation about Saquon Barkley as an individual, that's not really an accurate conversation to have yet. Now, if he can continue some degree of what we saw this season, then polishing off this year, this Offensive Player of the Year season he just had, now he's on that potential trajectory. He's just got to stay healthy and continue to play behind the actual position group that you can say, you can put them amongst the discussion, in the conversation of whether or not this would be one of the all-time great units, and that is the Eagles' offensive line. What they have access to up front, the way they perform up there, and you combine it with the otherworldly talents of Saquon Barkley, now you got something that you say, you come out of this game, and if Jalen Hurts it just has a consistently clean pocket, if they're winning matchups one-on-one with Chris Jones and George Karlaftis and playmaking defensive linemen and the blitz package from the Chiefs, if this Eagles offensive line is able to just take the game over, keep the QB clean, open run lanes for Barkley, just from a football evaluation perspective, that's the unit that you say, how have they performed in recent seasons and what have they done to help cap off a potential Super Bowl run for Philadelphia? The Eagles offensive line is really the main unit that I think takes the field Sunday and perhaps comes out of the game if they're victorious. And you say, you know what? We're looking at right now a stretch of one of the great offensive lines we've seen in NFL history, just like we talk about with the Cowboys offensive line from the early 90s before Alex Kuhn and many of you were born. But there are individual units and position groups that you start to talk about in that context. On the Kansas City side of things, you got a head coach who's already going to be a Hall of Famer. You got a quarterback who is certainly a Hall of Famer. You got a tight end who's a Hall of Famer. You may have an interior defensive lineman and Chris Jones who's a Hall of Famer. And there's Hall of Famers really on each side of the ball, and certainly in the coaching and offensive perspective. And who knows? Maybe even Spagnuolo as a, you know, Dick LeBeau in the Hall of Fame yet. Like it's hard for assistant coaches to make the Pro Football Hall of Fame, but he certainly as a defensive coordinator has shown himself to have a stretch here where he's putting himself amongst the all-time greats when you combine that with the championship pedigree that the Chiefs are showcasing here. So between the two teams, the main spots that Kansas City have an advantage are the two spots that matter most, at head coach and at quarterback. Aside from that, it's pretty consistently advantage Eagles, top to bottom. So how much does that matter in the Super Bowl, and how big is that gap? Now, I'd say, all right, I'm willing to say it's a wide gap between Andy Reid and Nick Sirianni. It's certainly a gap between Patrick Mahomes and Jalen Hurts, but just in one game, in just a head-to-head battle, like Jalen Hurts played better than Patrick Mahomes the last time they met in the Super Bowl. Now, again, Mahomes got banged up with the ankle, and he had to gut through that, and that's a part of what ends up building his legacy and his legend at that point, gutting that out and working through that to lead his team to a Super Bowl championship when he's barely able to move for much of the contest. But between the two, Hurts had the better game. So how big a gap is that? Is it a big enough gap where you go into that game saying that that is an obvious, decisive advantage that definitively leads the Chiefs to a victory? I'm not there with that. I don't know. But those are the main two spots. So that's kind of the initial first blush and kind of, you know, big picture viewpoint on comparing the two teams. Advantage for the Eagles in the vast majority of positions. But the spots that end up counting most, head coach and QB, advantage Chiefs. So we'll get into some more of the game action as we move forward here too. But one thing I want to cover is the food, your vibe, your environment. 312-644-6767. Help me out, because I don't know what me and my family are doing on Sunday yet. For all I know, I may just go to some sports bar by myself. I don't know what's going to happen. I may listen to the game on the radio. Like, there's been times in the past Well, I've been, you know, like the arena football season used to start up around this same point too. So I might have landed somewhere and be driving from an airport out to some, you know, random arena football city somewhere and listening to the Super Bowl on the radio. I've had all kinds of different experiences to partake of the big game, to consume the Super Bowl action. How are you going to take it in on Sunday? And most importantly, what are you going to eat? Because I got to set my menu. I have not done that yet. My wife's going to look at me and say, what do you want to have? Do you have any ideas? I don't want to just have some blank stare because we have no idea what we're doing yet. I imagine a few of you have actually planned ahead for this event that we all know the dates of on an annual basis every single year for seasons to come. 312-644-6767. How will you consume coverage of the game, and what will you be consuming while you do it? Hit me up. I'm Anthony Herron. I got Alex Kuhn on the ones and twos for me. This is Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Center on first down. He pitches it out to Barkley. Takes off to the outside. He's at the 50. He's at the 40. He's at the 30. He's going to go. 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! Saquon Barkley. 60 yards on his opening touch.
He touched it and he took it to the house. It's as simple as that.
It's one of the main elements that'll be different in this Super Bowl matchup versus the last one they met two seasons ago. Eagles didn't have Jalen Carter up front, but they also did not have the NFL's Offensive Player of the Year, Saquon Barkley. You heard that touchdown run there. Credit to WIP for the call there. Speaking of calls, 312-644-6767. I put out the question before we went to break, specific to your Super Bowl happenings, your Super Bowl consumption. How will you be taking the game in? But also, what will you be taking in while you consume the viewing or listening pleasure of the game itself? 312-644-6767. So we got some folks on the phone line right now. I see some texts coming in with Go Hawks and what other folks are doing out there as well. But let's get out to the phone lines right now. See, Ray is out there with some ideas on what's happening during the game. What's up, Ray?
Hey, Ann, good to talk to you. By the way, you're a soundbite in my house now because you said, great question, Ray, one time when I called. So my wife recorded it, so she just plays that at home sometimes. So,
very nice.
My daughter will walk around going, great question, Ray. So she's 11. So thank you for that. We appreciate you very much. Well, I'll be staying home. I just, my family's not a party crew for the Super Bowl, but I always have a bucket of chicken, and I don't share that bucket of chicken. That is my bucket of chicken for the game. So last year was Wingstop. I think this is Popeye's year because I got a gift card. So, and while I'm eating that said chicken, I'll be grinding my teeth thinking about Jalen Carter, who could have been a Bear, as he was gifted to the Eagles for a stupid fourth round pick that we probably didn't use very well on somebody. I don't remember who was picked. Doesn't matter. But just, oh boy, just all these little passes and all the ex-Bears in the game. I'm not going to limit him on Mahomes. That was, I'm not mad about that. Mm. No one picked him ahead of Trubisky at the time, but boy, oh boy. Why is Matt Nagy there? Why is Vic Fangio there? Help me out and help me enjoy my chicken and enjoy the game.
Now, Ray, real quick, I mean, a bucket of chicken, that just the smell of a bucket of chicken wafting throughout the home, that can be the type of thing that everybody can smell. But Ray sounds like he had no plans on sharing that with anyone else in his household. Is it stingy? You know what? As long as he letting everybody know, and if they didn't know, now they know, listening to Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. John is on the line right now. Let's talk about what he's consuming as he's consuming the Super Bowl. What's up, John? How you going to take it in?
Yeah, did you say John?
Yes, sir.
Yep. Hey, Anthony, how you doing?
Hey,
well,
all right.
I'm going to, I'm 60 and my mom's been gone for a long time, but she made me up a cookbook. We're Irish-American. And I make her Philly cream cheese dip. It's like an onion dip, but it's just awesome. It's pink, but it's awesome. And I'll have that. And then I'm going to make some wings. And I'll be watching it by myself because the wife's a manager at a bar. She wanted me to come to the bar, but I want to watch the game. So
I can respect
that. Home and I'll give my dog. And dog's going to get some extra good treats, too. So she'll be on my lap. So that's what we're going to be doing. I'm going to get a bag of Ruffles.
Very cool. Appreciate the call, John. And the interesting thing is because, of course, here in Chicago, we don't get the opportunity to watch the Bears in the Super Bowl. Haven't for almost two decades at this point. But, of course, the passion for consuming the game, for viewing the game, for being locked in on the game action itself is still very much there. And by the way, I appreciate you, 847. Invite me over for the game. Me and my fam can come over. And who knows? Maybe we'll just show up, start knocking on doors and say, hey, we're just looking for somewhere to watch the game. Can we come? I guess I shouldn't come empty-handed. So continue to partake of your ideas and your suggestions for the best way to go about that. And Alex, do you have a tradition itself yet for what you like to eat or where you like to consume it at when you're watching the game?
Not really. I would say house party. Like, that's what I've traditionally done. My family would always have one growing up, and now that we're all apart, I find another one. Like, my friend's having a little party get-together that I'm going to go to.
Okay.
But I always have to do something for the Super Bowl, but not necessarily any tradition.
Okay, that's fair. My main thing I would define as tradition, and it didn't come in as a planned tradition, but I do have the observation, I suppose, that I've just fallen into really enjoying bite-sized goods, whether that's sliders or tiny chicken sandwiches or like Hawaiian rolls and I just put some pulled pork on it. Something like that that I feel like I can just take in, consume in a couple of bites and then lock my attention back in on the game. Now, if I'm preparing something, like I'll make sliders myself sometimes and I can do that. I can start patting the ground beef while I'm watching the game, or I can season, tiny hunks of chicken while I'm watching the game. I've certainly done that at different points over the years, but these are just more individualized things that I've just noticed I enjoy doing just to kind of be on the move while I'm watching the game. And then it gives me an opportunity to continue to graze and snack while I'm taking it in. I see a couple of the texts coming in, Uncle Remus and Buffalo Joe's Wings. That's one way to go about it, Buffalo Joe's Wings. I have heard a lot of good things about that. Haven't tried it myself yet, but we'll see.
Big fan.
Okay, all right. It's got the Alex Kuhn approval as well. So a lot of folks with suggestions coming in on the text line. We'll take some more calls on that topic later on in the show as well. But we got a man on the scene who is on the streets of New Orleans who has been, as he's been doing for quite some time, taking punishment during Super Bowl week from NFL stars. And he's become one of our favorite guests here on The Score. Pauly Pabst will join me next on The Score.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
From the 11, first down. Pass, Worthy, touchdown! Touchdown, Kansas City!
That's how it sounded on CBS just a couple of years ago when the Chiefs and the Eagles got it on in Super Bowl 57. Now, just two seasons later, they will do battle again in Super Bowl 59. This one in New Orleans. Cannot wait for the game itself, but to help us preview things, one of our favorite voices you hear frequently on The Score, who you will hear again this Saturday, which is, of course, tomorrow, and he'll have some of Chicago's finest, former Bears running back Matt Forte, and you know JP, Jarrett Payton, will be with him as well on the tailgate right here on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. My guy Paul Pabst, executive producer of the DP Show and host of the tailgate. Paulie, what's happening, man?
And it's good to be on with you finally. I just want to give you an update. I showed up to New Orleans last Saturday at about 184. I'm tipping the scales at 189. It's actually better than I thought. Not so bad.
Better than you thought. 5 pounds in less than a week. Yeah, that is impressive work that you're doing down there.
This is a dangerous town, man. It is the one. I think it's the number one seed Super Bowl town. There's food everywhere. Everything's open like 22 hours a day. There's lots of places to go. It's easy to get around. I'm being serious here for a second. I think they should make New Orleans like in the rotation for Super Bowl cities like every 4 years. Mix it up with other teams or other cities, but New Orleans is fantastic.
Yeah, man. It doesn't get much better than New Orleans for just a great event city. And actually, the food is something I certainly want to dive into a little bit more. But myself and Alex, my producer, we were talking a little bit earlier in the show, just trying to think, because you're there every year for your role with the Dan Patrick Show. But do you often stay for the game? Like, how many years have you actually attended the game, the Super Bowl itself?
Oh, this is going to sound like I'm bragging, but you brought it up. We go to the Super Bowl week every year with the Dan Patrick Show. We do a week of shows, but usually, generally, we fly back home on Saturday morning, watch the Super Bowl back home with family and friends, and then do the Dan Patrick Show from our studios back home. I hear you guys got a bet, so I'm going to save it, but I would say a handful of times we have. I'll give you the number. I would say 7 times we've stayed for the Super Bowl.
I told you it was the over. We put it at 3.5, Paulie.
I think it's 6 or 7, and we stayed a couple times, like on the West Coast, and we went to AT&T Pebble Beach. The last one we stayed, I think, was Minnesota for that great game with the Eagles. But it's fun when you get to stay. It's a blessing, right, man. It's a blessing.
Yeah, man. I mean, the event week itself is incredible, but then staying for the game itself, that's certainly one of those things that's worth partaking of. I have it myself. I normally head back home before the game, or I'll just watch it like at a friend or former teammate's house in the city of the game itself, as opposed to like being there in the stadium in the midst of everything.
I'll tell you one thing. I shouldn't admit this, but I think the statute of limitations is over. A bunch of years ago when I worked at ESPN, we were doing a show for ESPN Radio outside the studios, and after our show, we just walked in, and there was, like, very light security. We didn't have tickets or credentials, and we just walked into the Super Bowl. No one said anything to us. I think the statute of limitations expired.
Very light security at the Super Bowl.
Long time ago.
It must have been quite a while ago. You're aging yourself a little bit here, Paulie.
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, I mean, a man of your age being willing to be pummeled as frequently as you are. I mean, when you talk about a tradition unlike any other, I know you guys have Jim Nance on the show quite a bit with DP. You during Super Bowl week just getting a pounding from some former or current football player, whether it's a quarterback drilling a ball near you, trying to break your fingers, or today it was Josh Jacobs putting you into the turf.
So every year on the Dan Patrick Show, the genesis is I went to Marion Catholic High School. I was a terrible athlete, didn't play sports. But a lot of my friends played football down at Marion Catholic, and there's some pretty tough guys. And I talk to them, keep in touch, and like, you know, I could probably block J.J. Watt, or I could block this guy. I'm like, no, you cannot. So I did a thing. I just experimented years ago with Michael Strahan down in Dallas, and Michael Strahan used me like a rag doll. I mean, I'm like 6 foot 185, older and unathletic. That's a bad combo for me. And so today we had Josh Jacobs, the great running back for the Packers, who was a really nice guy until the bit started. He was promoting these X-Tech shoulder pads. So we laid down, and you played football. We did lay down in the old Oklahoma drill, helmet to helmet, laid down. But I'm not wearing a helmet, Ant. And so I had the ball. Josh got to play defense. I jumped up. And when I say jumped up, I was looking like I was in slow motion. He jumped up. I barely got turned around. He scooped me up and planted me, and if you see the video, I took a shot. I mean, the hip, the elbow, I think I hit the cameras behind Dan and scraped up the elbow, but he loved it. He was like, this is fantastic. So it wasn't a great day for the Packer-Bear rivalry if I was representing the Bears.
Now, how come it always ends up as you, like the Seton or Fritzy, like none of the other guys ever get involved in any of this?
Too smart. I guess, you know, I'm a C student from Southern Illinois University. I wish I was smarter than that. It's a running bit. It's pretty funny, but I think I got to retire soon because I was in bad shape before. It's getting worse.
Which one? And whether it is actual like a physical sort of, you know, like, you know, running into one of the players or whatever it is. I know at times over the years you've had quarterbacks where you've tried to catch the ball from certain guys. Which individual thing stands out most that was maybe even more difficult than you thought it would be?
Well, there's been a bunch, but I'll give you a Chicago angle. We had Matt Forte at the Super Bowl when he was in his prime with the Bears. It was his first time in studio. It was a Super Bowl in New York City. And I had one of those helmets, like those helmets that you sign autographs on but don't have much padding inside that they use for sets for TV shows. And I put it on, and I told Matt Forte, I'm going to try to tackle you. Do what you want to do. He gave me kind of one of those cross-body stiff-arm moves a la Walter Payton. And I was seeing stars. I was on the ground, and the helmet was one way, my head was another, and Matt stood over me and just celebrated and dropped the ball. And, you know, I ran into Matt Forte for the first time since then on Radio Row about 3 or 4 days ago, and he walked right up to me. He goes, your head still ringing? I'm like, no, it's been 6 years, Matt, or 10 years. And so we hugged and kissed and all that, but it was great to see Matt Forte, and that was a good memory.
I just saw the video, Ant. The video's out there. And Paul, I have to ask you, are you okay?
Right now from the Josh Jacobs?
Yes. No, I just saw this video.
My hip hurts. I need like a walker. I got my elbows all skinned up, but it was good TV, more for him than me. But
why was there no pad for him to hit you on? Like, he just hit you onto a hardwood floor.
Yeah, hardwood floor, and I hit the bottom of the camera stand. It was fun. It was a good time. You know, you never know with some of these athletes what they're going to do. Strahan was a little nice. Matt Forte gave me a shot, but it's been a fun week here. I have no complaints.
Yeah, it's hard to complain too much during Super Bowl week as long as you don't have to be hospitalized, I suppose.
Yes.
Now, the food itself in New Orleans, is there another Super Bowl city that comes anywhere near rivaling New Orleans when it comes to the food you get during Super Bowl week?
Well, I'm not just saying this because I'm a Chicago guy, but if Chicago could ever host a Super Bowl, it would be similar because Chicago has that level of variety, right, and greatness in its food. But if you go to New Orleans, you know, if you go in the really touristy areas, sometimes you can get a bad meal in New Orleans. But generally, the farther you walk from the center of town, the more alleys you go down, the more dark streets you go down, and the building that looks like it's going to fall over with, like, wires hanging from the ceiling, that's where you want to go get some gumbo. You know, if it looks like it's going to be condemned, walk in there and get yourself a meal. But it's really great. It's very friendly town, and the food is just killer. I mean, it's not going to put you in a great state health-wise. It's not health food. There's butter and everything. But it's just a one seed for me. The food down here is so great. Poor boys, everyone talks about crawfish etouffee. But like, I was out with some guys the other day, like, let's go get a steak. I'm like, we're in New Orleans. We got to stick with the Cajun thing.
Exactly.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, no doubt, man. No doubt. Paulie Papps, executive producer of the Dan Patrick Show and host of the Tailgate right here on 670 The Score, our guest here. Just a couple more minutes with Paulie. And again, Paulie's going to have Matt Forte and Jarrett Payton joining him on the show tomorrow. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Make sure you tune in for the Tailgate tomorrow on The Score. But the game itself, the action on the field, of course, we just saw the Chiefs and the Eagles meet a couple of seasons mm-hmm. ago. Do you get the sense there on the scene, being in New Orleans, does this feeling like, you know, it's not a season-by-season rematch, but we just saw this matchup a couple of seasons back. Has that diminished the steam of Super Bowl week at all?
Well, yeah, I guess it's not fresh faces. If this were the Buffalo Bills versus the Washington Commanders, it'd be all new storylines. So that kind of hurts it. But from a game standpoint, I think you would agree with me, it's got to be a close game. The line is really close. Saquon Barkley really changes what the Eagles can do. And every game the Chiefs are in is close. I don't think they have – they're one of the few teams this year. I don't think they scored 30 points in a regular season victory this year. They play with fire all the time. And, you know, Mahomes gets the ball last. It's hard to bet against them. But, the Chiefs were – the Bills had the ball with 3.5 to go and 3 timeouts. The Chiefs could easily not be here, but somehow they always are. Same with the Eagles. The Eagles were they up 6 on the Rams with less than a minute to go, and the Rams were driving. Both these teams could have been bounced. It seems like it's going to be a really close game. I would bet that the Eagles jump on them because that's what the Chiefs do. They give up leads early, and then it's going to be a shootout. I think it's last team with the ball. I know that's a cop-out, but last team with the ball.
And to see the two quarterbacks themselves and the legacy conversation, I'm sure you guys will be having next week after the results of the game. We'll be having it here on the station as well. But for Mahomes, you know, he's already cemented himself as a Hall of Famer. Now it's mm-hmm. just about how high can he climb to potentially catch the guy who's going to be calling the game in the booth for Fox. Now, Tom Brady, of course, never won 3 in a row. If Mahomes and the Chiefs can get this done, how do you see that impacting that comparison that's begun years ago between what Patrick Mahomes is in the midst of accomplishing versus what Tom Brady did over the course of 20 years?
Yeah, you said it. 3 in a row. That's a chip that Tom Brady doesn't have that nobody has. Terry Bradshaw, Joe Montana has 4. Now, Montana's 4-0 with no losses, and that gets lost a little bit. Like, we had Montana on the show one time, and we asked him something about losing the Super Bowl. He's like, I don't know about losing the Super Bowl, so I can't talk about that. And that's a baller answer. But Mahomes, here's the other thing about Mahomes. He's 29. So let's say he gets this one. His pace will be so high, if you remember, Brady's first three Super Bowls all happened before the age of 28. Then from 28 to 35, Brady had no Super Bowl victories. For eight seasons, zero Super Bowl victories. And then he picked up steam with the Patriots and with the Buccaneers. But let's say Mahomes gets one this weekend. Can you picture him going 0 for the next eight? I can't. So, like, if you told me 2 or 3 years ago Mahomes is going to start gaining on Brady this early, I would have said no. But the way the Chiefs do it, where they make sure they have a good defense. Chris Jones is so underrated, the defensive lineman.
Right.
They interchange their parts on offense. Kelsey, he's the standard, but look at their running backs. Kareem Hunt was at home 6 weeks ago, 8 weeks ago. Isaiah Pacheco is a seventh-round draft pick. Xavier Worthy, they stole him in the draft. Rashee Rice is out. He'll be back next year. They do the old Patriots way of 8, 9 years ago, where as long as we got Brady and a good defense, we'll rotate those skill position players and not really pay him a ton of money, and that's the formula. And Andy Reid, like he said this week, Andy Reid's not going anywhere. Why don't he retire if he wins three in a row? I mean, you don't retire when you're getting paid millions and things are going well. You retire the opposite.
He's in his prime. At 66 years old, he is in his prime. Andy Reid has certainly earned this stretch from his greatness over the years. Your greatness is unquestioned, Paul Papps. Cannot wait to hear you tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. here on The Score. And hopefully you recover quickly from all the pummeling you've taken all week in New Orleans.
I'm going to go hit the streets. I'm going to meet your man on the street. I'm going to go see what the bars are going. I'm not going to imbibe. I'm just going to check on the bars for you, make sure they're in good shape, and I'll be on the air tomorrow.
I appreciate it, man. Cannot wait to check it out. Thanks for your time, Paul.
Great to talk to you, man. Bye-bye.
That is Paul Papps, executive producer of The Dan Patrick Show and host of The Tailgate here on 670 The Score. He'll have Matt Forte and Jared Payton joining him tomorrow morning live from New Orleans. Well, I was telling you about it earlier in the show. Really excited for what the 7 o'clock hour is going to bring tonight, because this is where we're going to get into some of the minutiae. The game itself, the matchup between the Chiefs and the Eagles, but then also put a little Chicago flavor on it as well with the Bears' young quarterback, Caleb Williams, and the Ben Johnson offense. And we'll do that with a guy who breaks the game down at a really high level. Many of you listening right now have likely already been consuming his material. Alex Rollins, a guy with a growing brand in the football space. He's got a great website on YouTube, Alex Rollins NFL. Again, a lot of you probably already consume it, but if you don't, you will after the 7 o'clock hour. Alex Rollins will sit in with me next on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable, because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.